What's up, Disrupt Nation? So I have a very, very, very special guest. She is an entrepreneur, influencer, thought leader, author, and I'm just super, super excited to have her on the Disrupt podcast. Lena Elkins is the CEO of Lena Elkins Coaching, a white glove consultancy for top performers, coaches, consultants, service providers internationally. She's also an international speaker, influencer, member of the Forbes Coaches Council, host of the Facebook group Millennial Go-Getters. She specializes in digital marketing, copywriting, sales funnels, personal branding, and PR. Lena takes a no BS approach to breaking through major barriers, reaching accelerated success for her clients. Lena has been featured in over 100 media outlets worldwide, including Forbes, Entrepreneur, Success Magazine, just to name a few. Lena, originally from San Francisco, now resides in Tel Aviv. Lena, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So you recently moved from San Francisco, the windy Silicon Valley city of San Francisco, to Tel Aviv. That's super, super exciting. Tell us more about that. What made you want to make that decision?
Yeah, so I've actually been in Tel Aviv for a hot minute now. I've been here for close to 5 years, maybe 6 years. Is that possible? But basically, I can't keep track anymore. But when I graduated from college, when I was 22, I saw all of my other millennial recent college grads struggling to find the right internships, the right jobs. This whole corporate 9-to-5 path that we were all kind of bred for was just so unappealing to me in every way. So I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. And at the time, my sister was actually living in Israel, in the north of Israel. And so I thought, why not? You know, let's go to Tel Aviv. And for those of you guys who don't know much about Tel Aviv, most people don't. It's okay. Everybody's like, why did you move to the Middle East like by yourself? Doesn't make any sense. It's an awesome city. It's very entrepreneurial. Everyone has a startup. Everyone's young. It's gorgeous. It's on the Mediterranean Sea, so very tropical. So I just figured, why not? You know, let's just go and see what we can do. So I went there and immediately I was really, really suffering. So basically, not only was I a recent college grad with no real skills and no idea what I wanted to do with my life, but I was suddenly trying to figure that all out in like a foreign country where I didn't know the language, I didn't have community, I didn't know anyone other than my sister, and I really just had no idea what I was doing. So initially, I couldn't even afford to pay my rent in Israel. So I lived in an absorption center outside of Tel Aviv and worked at a grocery store. Like an immigrant.
What is that? Is that like a hostel?
It's like for immigrants. So they also have them in the States. So let's say when immigrants move to a country and they're trying to like get settled and maybe learn the language and get job skills and whatever. So it's like a center basically where immigrants live who are in transition.
Wow. So, yeah. So you're born and raised in California. You grew up in San Francisco. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then you move across the world and now you're the immigrant. So it's almost like the shoes on the other foot, right? Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. We hear so many immigrant stories. Of course, everyone's trying to come to the States and to California and to San Francisco. And I kind of was like, screw this. I'm going to go see what's going on in Israel. So yeah, but that's basically how it started. I started off not so great. Like I said, working in a grocery store, slowly but surely started entering the world of online marketing, which I never knew anything about. But people gave me opportunities because they're like, you're a millennial. You know what the internet is. You know, you can figure out what social media marketing is. So I slowly but surely started working my way up, eventually opened up a digital marketing consultancy, which did very well. And then about a year and a half into that, we transitioned into coaching. So now we serve online entrepreneurs all around the world. And we're based in Israel. But of course, all of our work is in English, serving, you know, primarily American and Canadian clients. And it's awesome. So yeah, that's kind of my story about Tel Aviv.
That's amazing. And do you have like family roots there?
I do not. So I was raised in a traditional American Jewish family. Never knew anyone who lived in Israel. Never knew Israelis. It's bizarre, right? And so, but I came here. My sister was here at the time. And then I ended up meeting my now husband. We got married about a month ago and he's Israeli. And we have a really good life here.
So. That's beautiful. Yeah. So I did see that. I saw that on Instagram. And it looked like you guys had a really, really beautiful wedding and a beautiful relationship. So congratulations on that. So you move from San Francisco to Tel Aviv. And at this point in your life, how old are you? Like 21, maybe?
I had just turned 22. Yeah.
Wow. and completely new world. You barely know anyone. You just know your sister, but it sounds like she was also kind of a tourist, like she was sort of new in town, right? And when did you have that shift to, I'm working in the grocery store, I'm working kind of locally, to, you know what, I'm going to do digital marketing? And like, how did you get started? Like, what did you get started, like, with local businesses in Tel Aviv, or was it like all online from the door? Like, what was your first client?
Yeah, for sure. So after I was working at this grocery store, I had the opportunity to move out of the absorption center because I was making enough money at this point to pay real rent. And a local nonprofit had a position open for a social media marketing role. And again, I didn't really know so much about social media marketing formerly, but they hired me. It was an entry-level marketing position. I was making very little money for a full-time role, you know, in a nonprofit in Israel. I was making about, you know, $1,400-$1,500 bucks a month, working my butt off, like 24/7. And so after 10 months of that, I'm like, this is awful. I want out, you know? But everybody is like, what do you mean? This is a great opportunity. You should at least stay a year for your resume. And I was just like, no, this is not working out for me. So after about 10 months there, I had made a friend, just another expat living in Tel Aviv, who was kind of like a big brother to me, lived in Tel Aviv as well. And he was from California, and he had his own marketing consultancy. So just kind of by being friends with him and being in the same friend group, I started learning from him, and he kind of took me under his wing. And about a month into just being mentored by him, I was like, I've got this down. And so I quit my full-time job and I went out on my own and I started getting clients on my own, primarily working in, you know, content marketing, social media marketing, copywriting. And it was awesome. And getting clients was so easy. And I wasn't even aware of this concept at the time, but it just kind of was common sense to me. I had to niche down. I had to get clear on who would need me the most. And so I just looked directly in front of me, and directly in front of me were literally hundreds of Tel Aviv-based startups, all of whom are targeting an American clientele. But guess what? None of these Israelis really know how to speak English, right? And so they're all struggling to create this copy, to create sales pages, to really get their offers in front of the right people in the States. And that was a perfect opportunity for me to step in and say, look, I come from a writing background. I'm a content marketer. Who wants to hire me? I'm new at this. And I can help you really perfect the language and the messaging around your products and services to get in front of the right people. And that call, I literally went to a Facebook group. It was called like Tel Aviv Startups, you know, very, very basic common sense. Posted in the Facebook group, hey guys, I'm new at this. You know, I'm 22 years old, or I'm 23 years old. This is what I do. If you're interested, call me. And I got like 5 clients that day. So wow. It really was that simple. And things grew very quickly from there. So yeah.
It just shows you, like, putting your neck out there. You know, you took a risk and just said, hey, I'm new at this, and this is what I do. And if you'd like, and it's really like that easy, that little seed that you planted, then it started growing fruit. So that's amazing. So who are like your first 3 clients? And what are you doing for them after you leave the nonprofit?
Yes. So that's a good question. Who were the first 3 clients? One of them, most of them were in the B2B high tech space. Most of the startups here are very tech oriented.
There is like a tech kind of Silicon Valley
big time
scene out in Israel, right?
It's huge. It's huge. And a lot of companies now have offices, you know, both in Silicon Valley and here in Tel Aviv. So I believe that they were 3 clients that I really cared nothing about, like in terms of what they did was not interesting to me, but it didn't matter. It's what I had to do. And it was such a step up, you know, from working at this nonprofit. And so for me in the beginning, it was super exciting. I had all these clients. I was making really good money. I was making most money than basically any 22-year-old expat makes in Tel Aviv. And I was able to do it on my own terms, which was awesome. You know, I got to work from home. All of these things that we think of as like freedom, you know? But the truth is that, and I realized after a few months, oh, and by the way, you asked what I was doing for them. So what I was mostly doing is putting together content marketing strategy and helping them figure out how to get the most visibility to their products and services. So that was everything from, you know, creating social media strategy, figuring out what platforms to use, what kind of content would perform best, other kinds of businesses that they should be partnering with, how they can get media features, creating blog strategy and blog content for them, all that stuff. But as you can probably tell, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. And especially if you suddenly have, you know, 5 to 7 clients at a time who all demand a lot of creative, high quality work from you every single day, I really started to burn out. I want to say like about a year into it. It just became.
And you're doing all this by yourself, right? You don't have a staff or really anyone supporting you.
No. Totally by myself, which is so crazy to think about now, because now, like, I cannot imagine my life without my team, you know? But I did it all by myself. And so it was at this point that a little bit I started outsourcing certain projects, you know, started to bring on other copywriters, marketers, people who could help me with this project or that project. But really, it just became apparent to me that it wasn't just all of the work that I didn't love so much, but it was the type of clients that I was serving. The reality is that I was working with a lot of middle-aged men who were very involved in the high-tech space, who kind of, while they appreciated me, right, to some degree, I was helping them a lot in their businesses, I was still like this 22-year-old girl, you know, who almost was like a daughter to them. And because of that, it was really challenging for me. I remember at one point I decided, okay, Lena, you're producing these awesome results for these clients. It's time to raise your rates. It's time to raise your rates. And so I called one of my clients who had been a longtime client, and I was like, hey, dude, hope you're well. Here's the deal. I'm raising my rates. And he chewed me out, basically like, how dare you? And why do you think that you're entitled to this? You aren't good enough for this. You aren't skilled enough for this. You aren't experienced enough for this. And that just literally broke my heart. And I think that that was a big realization that it's time for me to kind of transition out of this. And coincidentally, at the time, our business was doing very well. We had hit multiple six figures, you know, in really under a year. And so at this time, a lot of my fellow millennial expat friends, expat and not, people were also back in the States and Canada, but people started coming to me and saying, I also hate my job and I also want to start my own business. And how did you do this? So kind of informally, I started coaching a lot of my friends and helping them. And suddenly it was so cool. Like, I had all these friends who just quit their job suddenly and were building these businesses. And that's when people started to say to me, you can get paid for this. You can get paid for this kind of mentorship and coaching. So that's when we basically shut down that business, opened up Lena Elkins Coaching, and that's what we have today. And it's just grown a ton. We have a team, and my husband also works full-time in the business, which is great.
That's awesome. So, yeah, and I could imagine that, you know, versus a middle-aged tech entrepreneur who kind of maybe thinks he has it all figured out versus a younger entrepreneur who is probably more gracious for your advice and your expertise and probably values you and what your company does a lot more. So tell us more about what you're doing now. So now you're coaching. Who are you coaching? Are you coaching life coaches? Are you coaching influencers? Are you coaching people with tech startups, people with traditional startups? Like, who's your ideal client?
Yeah, for sure. So we help coaches, consultants, and service providers reach their goals. So under the coach umbrella, yeah, that could be a life coach, that could be a business coach, that could be a mindset coach, a health coach. There's so much that can go into that. Consultants as well. And then service providers are people who might be copywriters, who run digital marketing agencies themselves. So that's primarily who we serve. So basically, if somebody came to us and they're like, we have a new app that we want to bring to market, or I have a great idea for a new vegan bakery, we would not be able to help you with that. But we primarily help coaches, consultants, and service providers really just get out of their own way, get rid of all the BS that we tend to make up in our minds about what's possible for us, especially for women. You know, obviously, we serve both men and women, but especially for women have a really hard time, I think, realizing what's possible for them and realizing that they deserve it. So really getting out of your own way is the mindset piece, and then implementing proven marketing strategies that are going to get you that visibility, that traffic, and ultimately those sales. So it's really hands-on. It's very customized. We don't have group programs or anything like that. It's all one-on-one coaching because we just want to make sure that, you know, each client gets the most out of the experience. So that's what we do now. And so aside from the coaching itself, so I coach, by the way, and then we have three other coaches on the team. So I'm not doing all the coaching, which is great. And what else? We do a lot of speaking. We have a bunch of different speaking stuff coming up over the next few months. We'll be traveling a lot. We're also trying to get a podcast off the ground, working on that. And it's so funny. Like, sometimes you just feel like you're go, 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 go. And then I'm like, what do we actually do with all of our time? I don't know. that's what I'm feeling like right now. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of our business.
It's very exciting. So you've essentially created this whole life for yourself in the last 5 to 6 years since you've moved across the world. You have a new husband and a new business, multiple new businesses, a new career, a new industry that you're in. It's very exciting. And it reminds me of what I'm going through. I feel like I'm maybe 5 years behind you on the pilgrimage. I'm moving to Puerto Rico next week.
Good for you.
Thanks. Thanks. It's been very stressful. I'm just like, oh, I'm leaving everything behind. Right. And pretty much everyone in my life is telling me to wait longer. And I'm just like, yeah, no, it's time to go. I've waited long enough. But it definitely, your story gives me inspiration because you really have a global presence. I had no idea that you weren't in the States. I thought that you just went to Tel Aviv a lot. I was like, oh, cool. She's always traveling. And so it's amazing that you're actually headquartered there. I know, and you were also in Newark for the Founders Masterclass. You shot that class right here in Newark. So again, that's why I thought you were in the tri-state area. Tell us a little bit more about that. I know that you worked at Elite Daily and you have a relationship with Gerard Adams. So tell us a little bit more about that. How did you guys meet and what was your connection there?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I wish I was in the tri-state area. That's the first thing I want to say. I love Tel Aviv, but it is far. It is far. And we go back to the States a lot, like go visit my family and everything in California. It's like 24 hours to get back to California. It's no joke. But at least in Puerto Rico, it's not that far. Like you'll be able to visit and everything. So it'll be okay. How did I meet Gerard? So do you know who Daniel De Piazza is from Rich 20-something?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, Rich 20-something. He's super cool. We met him. I had the chance to meet him at the Take Ownership Mastermind at the Red Bull Arena last year. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah, so he's a really close friend and mentor of mine, has been for a super long time. And basically, he and I were just working on a bunch of collaborations and different stuff. When was that? I guess like a year and a half ago. And then I was going to be, and yes, like you said, I was a contributor to Elite Daily for many, many years, and which is so crazy to me because this is when I was in college. I never knew I would enter the influencer space, online marketing space. I like saw Gerard Adams. It's like, wow, Gerard, you know what I'm saying? I never knew in my life that we would ever cross paths. And so hanging out with Daniel, doing a lot of awesome stuff together. And then he invited me to New York and I was like, and I was already in California at the time. We spent, I think, 4 months in California last year. And he was like, yeah, so I'm going to New York. How about we go together? And like, I really want to include you on this thing. I think you would be perfect with it for whatever. I think it would be a really good fit. And so I was like, okay, you know, maybe going to New York, whatever. And I was like, well, what is it? And he was like, it's the opportunity to teach a masterclass with founders, with Gerard Adams. And I was like, sign me up. I will. I'm already there. It's fine. That was it. So, I mean, it was honestly a dream come true. Well, I was also there. I don't know. Do you know Rob Fajardo?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So love him as well. I also got to be on his show, Leave No More Behind TV. And I just got to do a bunch of really cool stuff in that New York trip. It was awesome. A lot of people who have been subscribers of mine for a long time. We had a meetup. I got to meet awesome people. But yeah, obviously like meeting Gerard was just the coolest thing ever. He's the coolest.
Yeah. Founders is such a great community. It's really brought in so many people from different walks of life together.
Yeah.
And, you know, since I worked there for over a year, and you know the relationships. I was at a cryptocurrency the World Blockchain Convention in Atlantic City like a week and a half ago, and I'm interviewing the CEO. No, I'm waiting for the CEO of a company, and then the guy comes and he's actually another guy that worked at Founders for a while a few years ago, and he's like, oh hey, what's up? And it's like, it's all these people that that I've met through that Founders community and the Facebook group and the events and stuff like that. So it's really a great network that that Gerard has curated out in Newark.
Yeah, you know what? I just want to say what makes Founders so special. Yes, the community is incredible. I've met so many inspiring and amazing entrepreneurs through Founders, but also the work that they're doing in Newark itself is so inspiring. With going into the public school system, with helping these children transform their lives, you know, and really seeing what's possible for them, just gave me so much more inspiration. I remember walking away after hanging out with Gerard and doing this masterclass, and just like, it really brought me back to thinking about my why. You know, what's the bigger picture here? Beyond the influencer stuff, beyond the online, you know, the internet money stuff, what is the bigger picture and the why? And I just think that people like Gerard are inspiring so many entrepreneurs to start thinking about that more and just how we can give back. So it's just a really cool and special project. It's given me so much to think about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise, like I have this kind of social impact bug, and I think I always had it, but then like Founders and Gerard and the whole social impact message really made it come to the forefront. Yeah. And now I'm really just like intellectually punching entrepreneurs in the face if they're not making a big social impact, and like really going going head on with everyone that I meet. And I'm like, okay, great. You have this big successful business. What are you doing to help people? Right. So that's why I love what you're doing, because you're actually, you know, your business just by nature, you're helping entrepreneurs and even female entrepreneurs, like you mentioned, make an impact on their lives and create financial freedom for themselves and their families. And I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
So like I said, I'm moving to Puerto Rico. And I have a piece that's coming out in Forbes. It's called Why Puerto Rico is Perfect for Digital Nomads. And the first sentence is, "By mom, I'm moving to Puerto Rico, and here are the top 10 reasons why," right? And have you ever heard of the saying, burn the ships? That Tony Robbins says it, right? So there's the general, and it's like, if you want to take over the island, you have to burn the ship. So the general is taking over the island. All of his troops go onto the shore and they're going to fight in the war, and he lights the ships on fire so that there's no turning back, there's no going back. So this article, which is, it's currently an editorial review, is essentially me burning the ships. I'm writing an article that's going in Forbes. It says I'm moving to Puerto Rico. Now I have no choice. I have to move there. I'm gonna look like a fraud if I'm still sitting here in New Jersey. So but there actually are all these benefits to living there for digital nomads and online entrepreneurs. One of them is taxes.
Yes.
So have you heard of Act 20 and Act 22?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You don't, this is I'm like, babe, to my husband, like, we have to get the hell out of, we got to go to Puerto Rico. We got to go to one of the, like, Delaware. I was like doing all the research for all the states. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So for with Act 20 to Act 22, you start an Act 20 company, a Puerto Rico headquarter company, and you get 4% tax grandfathered in for 20 years. In addition to that, as an individual, as a citizen, you don't have to renounce your United States citizenship because it's Commonwealth. Your primary residence, there's zero property tax. So you just buy a home and you own it. And you have 0% capital gains tax. So that means you're basically paying 4% tax on your business. Like if you were to move your coaching business down there, you'd be paying 4% tax on a business level. And then you can pay yourself out and pay your husband can pay himself out as a capital gains as a business owner. And you're literally paying like zero taxes, very, very close to zero taxes. So yeah, it's crazy. You have to pay like FICA, which is really, really small. But there's no federal income tax. And there's really just like a ton of opportunity to, you know, start a new business there. There's a growing tech startup entrepreneurial community there. So part of the mission and why I'm moving there is actually to help foster that, right? And a lot of that is based on, you know, some of the work that I saw at Founders. Like Gerard essentially adopted Newark, and he said, you know, right, Newark is mine and I'm going to take care of her. And, you know, some of the other people that I look up to is like Gandhi. Gandhi adopted India, and he was like, you know what? There's 3 billion people in India and they're all my problem. So I looked at Puerto Rico and I was like, okay, well, there's 3 million people. It's this little tiny island. If Gandhi can do all of India, I could handle a little speck of dust in the Caribbean.
Yeah. So what's the deal though? So, okay, so it's 4%, but is it true that you have to be there for at least 6 months out of the year, right?
Yeah, six months and a day.
Okay.
6 months and a day. But, you know, for most entrepreneurs traveling, I mean, it usually can work itself out.
Totally.
And don't tell anyone. Obviously, hopefully the IRS isn't listening to this podcast. But if you fly in and out private, then they don't know if you're there or not. So there's a lot of crypto millionaires who have moved there recently. And that's what they've been doing. Some of them have private jets, so they kind of fly in and out kind of under the radar.
So cool.
But yeah, so there's this huge cryptocurrency community that's forming. There's a tech accelerator who I'm actually going back and forth right now with via email, who they make a $40,000 investment in your startup, and they see what you do with the $40,000. It's actually no strings attached. And then if they like what you did with that, I believe they give you an additional 80 for like 4% of your company, which I thought was an interesting model. But there's a growing tech and startup scene. And, you know, my mission now is to kind of cue more people in and turn them onto some of the opportunities there.
Yeah. That's super cool. Okay, fine. You've convinced me. I'll go with you.
There you go. Now we just got to convince your husband.
I know. One step at a time.
Give me his email.
Yes, exactly. That's so cool.
Even if you wanted to like go on a vacation or a honeymoon, it is so beautiful. Yeah. They call it the Island of Enchantment. There's a bay where the water actually glows in the dark. It's like Avatar. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah. Ooh, cool.
Yeah, it's really, really, really romantic. But so back to you. So you really are like the embodiment of a digital nomad, and I really love that. What is next for you and your career and your business?
Yeah. So speaking of romantic, beautiful places, we have 3 speaking events coming up in the next few months. So the first one is in Costa Rica, where we'll be going to a conference. And then I think before Costa Rica, we'll be in Miami for a little while, hanging out with a good friend of mine. And then from there, we go to Bali because I'm speaking at Unconventional Life. If you know the Unconventional Life events by Jewel Schroeder, it's awesome. So then we'll be heading there to speak at her event. We spoke at her event last year too in Nicaragua. And then after that, we go to Mexico for New Year's to speak at something else. So that's kind of our big plans coming up in the next few months. What else? It's so funny. Like, we really try to not plan beyond the next 3 months because otherwise we get very overwhelmed and very excited and it's just harder to take action. So we're more quarterly planning people. So those are kind of the big things going on. A lot of the things actually inside of our core program, 90 Day Success Accelerator, we're reworking a lot of the curriculum with the education team, with the coaches. So that's been really interesting.
Very cool. So you structure your planning quarterly. So you're essentially having these 90-day sprints where you set some goals up and then you tackle those goals. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's how we operate. Otherwise, it's just too much. Like, you know, these people who sit down and they literally map out their entire year, especially in the online business world and as digital nomads, so much can change. Why disappoint yourself by creating all of these plans that you don't necessarily have control over? So we do much better and we're much more productive and see results much faster if we can just minimize the timeline and tackle one thing at a time. So, yeah.
Absolutely. It actually reminds me of a quote from a friend of mine. He was talking how college education, especially for technology and in the digital realm, it's outdated because they change their curriculum every 10 years in an industry that's like changing every 10 minutes, right? So you do this 12-month plan and then Snapchat comes out with a new feature or Instagram comes out with like Instagram TV and now it's like, you know, now all your plans have to change. Exactly. So yeah, no, I love that, like quarterly sprints. And now, do you help your clients in that same way as well? Like, do you help them with planning and what can someone look forward to by joining one of your programs?
Yeah, for sure. So typically it really starts out with the mindset work and learning about time management and scheduling. I think that so many people who are, let's say, in their first year of entrepreneurship, which a lot of our clients are, recently got out of the 9-to-5 life and they're very used to having their days literally controlled minute by minute since they were 5 years old, right? Since they were in kindergarten. So a lot of people struggle to really understand and maximize time management in their businesses. So yes, we definitely help them planning, strategizing, road mapping is really like what we like to call it. And it really starts there. And then we just start implementing the building blocks, you know, one step at a time. And that's why it's 3 months long. You know, we really believe the transformation can happen in that amount of time if the strategy is executed correctly, you know. So yeah, that's kind of what we do. But then we also offer ongoing support. So we recently, actually over the past few months, opened something called the LEC Mastermind, where everybody who's ever been in our one-on-one coaching programs gets lifetime access to the group, where I host twice a month group calls. So basically anybody can get on. It's open Q&A just to make sure that even when they're out of the program, you know, they're continually receiving that support and that guidance and that structure. So yeah, we like to do it in 3 months. It's a sprint for sure. It's a lot of work. It's for sure an accelerator program, but then they have the ongoing support where they can kind of continue things on their own, but in a sustainable way.
So. That's awesome. Sign me up. Where do I sign up?
Let's see. I think, yeah, you guys can, if you want to book a call to learn more, you can click LenaElkins.com/book-a-call.
Very cool. So last question, what does disrupt mean to you?
To me, disrupt means doing whatever the hell you want, unapologetically, on your own terms. Way too many people are following, like I said, this exact structure that we were given when we were 5 years old, never wondering, is this right for me? Does this really resonate with me? Does this really light me up inside? So really not being afraid to disappoint people and really follow your gut and do what feels good to you. I think that, I don't know, one of my good friends recently said to me, Lena, you are not an avocado. You cannot make everyone happy. And so it's kind of like that. It's unapologetically standing up and really listening to yourself and doing whatever the hell you want unapologetically. And just see where that takes you. And I can guarantee it's a better place than just kind of sticking to the grind and doing what everyone's telling you to do. So just go crazy.
I love that. I love that. A friend of mine actually sent me almost the same quote. He said, you're not tequila. You're not here to make everyone happy, but very similar. If you're on a vegan or a health tip, I think avocado is a better analogy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to put the link to your website and your social media in the show notes. What is the best place, like on social media, for people to connect with you?
Yeah. So you guys can find me on Facebook, Lena Elkins. You can join my Facebook group, Millennial Go-Getters. And you can also find me on Instagram, Lena Elkins 18.
Awesome. Lena, thank you so much for being on the show. And I really think that you're an inspiration, not only to like all the digital nomads out there, but then also like female entrepreneurs and coaches and speakers and people who are trying to begin to build their brand and build their influence regardless of where they are geographically. Yeah. And I really love that. It's really a story of perseverance. So thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you. This was so fun. We should do this more often.
We should. The next meetup should be in Puerto Rico.
I would love that.
So we actually have an event coming up, Disrupt Nation. It's Disrupt Puerto Rico. It's September 19th. We're going to have a host of amazing speakers and really it's on the 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Maria. And it's been a year. The lights are back on, the power's back on, and now it's time to plant that seed for the digital economy. So we're bringing together digital nomads, entrepreneurs, developers, creators, all to Puerto Rico for a big 3-day trip. And we're going to actually have some outings and some jet skiing and a boat party, a VIP after party on a boat. It's really just going to be tons of fun. So Disrupt Puerto Rico is like I said, September 19th, and there'll be links in the show notes as well. Lena, thank you again so much for being on the show. I appreciate you, and please continue to just be that shining light in the universe that you are.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This was so fun. Talk soon.
Bye.